Okay, we are dedicating tonight's shir Lizecher Nishmas Rav Menachem Mendelberg Shlomo Zalman Strahl, whose daughter is our woman's section of our shir, and whose yard site is Chafei Chezrin, which is tomorrow night and in Shabbos. Neshama should have an aliyah. Okay, we are up to Klal Samachei, which is the rules of Pasakum, and yesterday we seem to have learned everything. What was the rest of the simon? We already learned that Pasakum is Aser, and Paspalter is Mutter, either only B'shas Hadchak, or even L'chadchila, this difference of agreement regarding Paspalter. So what else is there to learn about Pasakum? So we're up to Eis Dalid.
How would this apply to today, where the union of intermarriage and assimilation and socialization don't depend so much?
Well, of course they do, more than ever. More than ever, more today than ever before. You have a co-worker, he's a good friend, and when he comes to eat together, he says, I can't visit your house and eat in your house. It's a tremendous impediment. Sure, that's the, well, as the bishul and pass has to do with the food. Yeah, well, it's the food in general. Food always is chashuv to people.
And, good business.
What? I think so. Yes. I don't remember how it came to me, but in St. Louis, there's one bakery, I don't know today, but years ago, there was one bakery that had a hechsher, but they were open on Shabbos. Because they were goyim, they could be open on Shabbos, but the hechsher has to carry on. How does a Jew light the fire on Shabbos? You know, like it's, if you want to have Pas Yisrael, the Jew has to light the fire. So they were considering how to deal with it, to segregate the bread that's cooked on Shabbos from the bread that's not cooked on Shabbos, as opposed, and that was their issue, how to separate. But, okay, that's an issue. I don't remember, the person who called me was asking me if it made sense that whatever was baked on Shabbos they put aside, and whatever was baked during the week they give a hechsher on. So I told him Sunday I have a problem because it's a ben yaimai, the kelim of ben yaimon for the Sunday baking. So it was something of an issue. I don't remember the maskonis. This goes back many years. I had a good friend who was in the kol there, and I guess he was involved. But the other way is to just leave the fire on from before Shabbos onto Shabbos. Okay, Dalit, Kivilay Nispashta Gezeira Zu, since the absolute Gezeira did not spread all over Klal Yisrael, L'chei Mamakim She'ein Palter Motzui, in a place where there's no baker, Mutter Afilu Shel Balabayis Ve'itzarch Lahamtin Al Pas Kosher. If you're in a city, the only bread is bread baked in a home by an individual. You can't imagine that today, but we have supermarkets all over the place. But it could be if you go to someone traveling in Kiev or in some faraway place, and he'd want to have a supervise, make sure everything's kosher, and have a guy's bread. So you're allowed to use a guy's bread if you know it's kosher, and if you're within a parso, a 72-minute traveling time, you have to wait. Certainly if it's 18 minutes away. Now this shear of 18 minutes or 72 minutes applies to numerous halachas. Let's say you're traveling and you have no water to wash hamaitzi, you want to eat a sandwich in the car. So the halacha is that if you have water available in 72 minutes in the direction in which you're headed, you're not allowed, which is usually the case, you pass a gas station, then you're not allowed to eat the bread, you have to wait to have water to wash. That's if you're traveling. If you're pulled over for the night, you're somewhere for the night, usually there's water. Let's say there is no water for whatever reason. Then the shear is 18 minutes. In other words, 72 minutes on your road and 18 minutes out of your way is the shear of a distance, of something not being available. Same thing is true about Minyan. To go to Minyan, if somebody has to make sure you have to go to Minyan, if it's on his direction where he's headed, he has to go, going anyway, so go 72 minutes. Out of his way, a person's only obligated to go 18 minutes out of his way to get a minyan. Otherwise, you can continue learning. You don't have to stop learning to go to minyan. You know what? You could have mechidus, yeah. So, once we, I remember like today, Rav Kahana was a Rebbe in Tarvadas. He was Sat Shiva. He was the Rav of the Young Israel of Long Beach. So he went to be Menachem Avalim during lunchtime. And we got back, we missed Mincha and Yeshiva by the time we got back. And it was this time of the year where sunset was about 4:30, so second Seder's at 6. So we got an argument in the car. I said, let's go to Shomer Shabbos, let's go to Bar Park and catch a minyan. And someone else said, no, we got to go to Yeshiva, we have a second Seder with Abi Yechida. So we got into an argument. How do you decide such an argument? So I thought, you'll say, you go by the majority. So that's what I said, we should vote, go by majority. The driver said, you guys could go by majority, but I'm driving the car, you know, it doesn't really matter. He wanted to go back to Yeshiva. Alright, so he went back to Yeshiva. So I was a little upset. So I asked Rav Palm. So Rav Palm said, if you have a chavrusa who's waiting, you're meshuvah to him. You can't go, you have to have a mincha. You have no choice, but you can't go out of your way if you have obligations to somebody. And I guess if the chavrusa is in the car with you, you can go together, but otherwise not. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this is the shir, and the same thing to get past Yisrael, the same type of a shir. Hey, ain't Isser Tali Ela Ba'afia. The din of Pasakim is totally dependent on the baking of the bread or the cake. This is not only bread. Aval im lashava archa akum, if a guy kneaded the dough and even formed the cakes or the breads, kimish asa hayisrael echa mitzarcha yafia, as long as a Jew did one of the following needs for baking, either heim hesek hatan or vechatias kecholim, either heating up the oven and turning over the coals, v'litin hapas b'sech hataner, or putting the bread into the oven if you didn't light the oven. Oisha nafach be'esh. Now this is a chiddush that applies to afia sakum, that even if you only fanned the fire, nafach be'esh means you fanned the fire, oya fil lo yzark rak eitz echod l'tech hataner. He threw in one piece of wood into the taner, hiter kol ha'pashabai, the whole purpose of Pasakum is a hecker. The fact that the Jew has to contribute to the baking is adequate to make a hecker. So that if a Jew just turned the oven higher, that would also be enough. Mm-hmm. This is interesting. If a Jew heated up the oven once, and the oven was not let cool down for 24 hours. B'loi hesek, hakel muta, b'kei hesek harishin. So I don't know, the old brick ovens, they held the heat for 24 hours? You think so? Yeah, they held the brick ovens. What? If you shut off the fire, I mean.
Well, no,
yeah, I understand. But what happens if you put out the fire? Would it stay hot 24 hours? There'd be residual heat?
Coals would burn for hours.
Coals, I understand. He's saying there's residual heat up to 24 hours. To reignite it, to start it again. Okay, I hear. So he says that that's also adequate.
So that would have been the answer to the St. Louis kasha. That could have been.
Yes, I wonder with our ovens that they do cool down, less than 24 hours. Baker's ovens, they cool down. It's easy to reignite our ovens.
So
the challenge they would put into the community oven, yeah. All right. It's either or. Either or. As long as he contributes to the heat, that's good enough by Afiya Sakum. All sfeikis by Pas Yisakum are Safik to Rabbanan. Now, Pasha Yisrael Sha'afa Goy. Let's say you have a Jewish-owned bakery. But the oven man is a guy. So you have Pasha Yisrael that's baked by a guy, Beloy Hashlochas Kisim, and he did not throw in anything, a piece of wood, Beloy Chitoy, and without being Chaytiv Gecholim, Osa Mishum Bishulam, Afilu B'makim Shematirim Pasha Nachdaim, Goy, Even in a place where they allow a non-Jewish bakery's bread to be used, because to use it in some communities, you have to use a guy's bread. It's a Jew's bakery, and the guy is doing the baking. It's worse. Venerally, Pashin Esali Yisrael Osalim Kalagai, Shamalim Kali Yisrael. That's implied today. Pas, it's also to a Yid, you don't sell to a guy. He may in turn sell it to a Jew. That's only true in the time where all bread was kosher. In the time of the Gemara, all bread was flour and water. There was no question of kashrus on bread. The Gemara says, Gamaliel was going in the street and they found bread in the street. So the Gemara talks about not leaving bread on the floor, picking it up. Once upon a time, all bread was kosher. It's no longer true. Today, the bread is made with shortening and oil, and it's very frequent to have animal shortening or animal oil. And therefore, it's no longer true that all bread is kosher. So selling a loaf of bread to a guy, the guy's not going to sell it to another Jew, because the Jew's not going to buy it from him if it doesn't have a hechsher on it. But in the time of the Gemara, it wasn't that way. And if you sold it to the guy, there was a fear he would in turn sell it to a Jew. Never allowed to buy cut bread. It was a simon. Now this means that a Jewish-owned bakery is more, the laws for a Jewish-owned bakery is more, are more stringent than the laws for a non-Jewish-owned bakery. In that, a Geisha bakery, if the Geisha baker bakes it, it has hechsher. All the ingredients are kosher. That's paspalter. It's mutter. It's not preferred, but it's mutter. In a bakery owned by a Jew, there needs to be a greater zehirus in having, making sure that it's pas Yisrael. So it's really, it's an issue. It's an issue in the hechsherim. Generally, the issues with hechsherim today, I mean, the ones that are real hechsherim, the challenges in hechsherim today are basically bishalakum, afiyasakum, and checking for bugs. Most ingredients, it's very easy to give a hechsher on ingredients. You walk into the place, and you walk through the storage area, and you take a look at all the ingredients, and you make sure they're all kosher. And typically, they are, because when you get a delivery, you look at the hechsher, and you see if it's kosher. The issue today is more with bugs than with bags. They're not kosher prati, the bugs, or bishalakum, nafiyasakum. That's really, in a restaurant, the main pressure, especially in a busy restaurant. The fire goes out, who turns it back on? And that's where the issue comes up.
So, bakery, did they ever have a
it's interesting, the oven man, which is the, like, you know, one of the most responsible jobs. If you bake something, and you bake it too long, it burns, or you don't bake it long enough. Years ago, there were Jewish bakers. Freddie was his name, old Jewish fella. And then Nissen was somebody. Now, John, he's not Jewish. So there's a Frommiyid who opens up every day and turns on the oven. There's a Frommiyid, Shmuel, who opens up the place and turns on the oven every morning. What? There's no... Yeah, okay, so you have to know that the food is kosher, whatever is done to it. You have to know it's kosher, but usually you order, when you're on that level, you have a restaurant or a bakery, you order things, and they come with a hechsher on the container. Yeah, so we don't use gelatin. Right? We don't use gelatin. On what?
Without using the kisim. You're using,
By Bishul, the Svaradim Amol Machmer, I don't know, by Afia. I'm not aware that this.
Are there any issues with the ovens mechanically turning themselves on?
It's interesting, the OU has this idea that they're gonna, that by phone from the OU office they can turn on the ovens. They had a whole slew of ideas. I don't know if did they ever do it? Yes, they ever. But, what? And they do, they turn it on from, some of them they do turn on, okay. Rebelski was very, very much into this. They talked about, and I don't know if it ever happened, making everything Chal Yisrael by having closed circuit TVs and watching the milking of the cows. And, obviously the containers would have to have a simon, but, I don't know if that ever happened. Okay, but at any rate, this is the idea that Pashal Yisrael, in a way, is more chamor than Pashal Akum. Zion, b'makor shenagu heter v'pas palter, in a place where they noyig heter with bakery bread, afilu nilush bebeim, aisha beim toichen olav. Okay, what he's talking here is the fact eggs have an isha bishal akum. The question is, when you have bread and you have some eggs either in the bread or on top to give it a shine. A challah has a shine on top. The dough doesn't shine. They smear some egg white on top to give it a shine. So he says, when you have these bechem tuchen olav smeared on top, avagav de beim asurim mishum bishal gai kol kamam b'chlas she'achazet. Even though eggs is bishal akum, b'kamakin kim she'ikru pas mutter. Since here it's not eggs, it's bread. It's mutter the betelam etzloi. Because they're bottle. Ken kasav b'shulchan aruch. Aval ramah kasav. Now listen to this. Imetiach hapas bebeim alpanav. If you smear egg on the bread, now read these words. Kivan shenikar, since you could tell there's egg, einay bottle lapas, v'asa mishum bishul. It's not bottled to the bread, and it's asa for bishul. Chen yeshmini kichaloch. Sha'ifin al barzel, umayshim alamata b'shum al chazir. There's some that are baked on ovens and they smear, right, this is a contemporary issue, the non-stick, when you make even a candy in a mold, you have to have something that makes it not stick to the mold. Now that item that they make to not stick to the mold needs a hechsher, but it's not an ingredient. If you read the ingredient, it's not going to say, because it's not an ingredient, it's made not to stick. Yesh la oisram, v'chein haminig, avalekach v'tzucker, gebekt, but sugar cookies, shenasi mikemach u'dvash, oitzucker that are made from flour with honey or sugar, v'mok shenogu etem paspalta gamelu matorim, there's no issue of eggs, there's no issue of sticking, same thing we said by paspalter. Those that are made from like macaroons, right? Macaroons are made from almonds and sugar. And the flour that's put in is just made to give it a consistency. Okay, that's the bishul akum is only by something you make mezainis on. Vice and shakirin kanditer tartan, some type of tart. Heim nase mikemach ma'at ubeim mishkedim. It's made from a combination. Av shenemar shabeim b'telum mikemach v'tzucker. Even though the eggs are bottled, mekal makim tzarch lizar lepamim sheumne meishkin hatfus shenasim ben mishum chazir. Av sheev sheshim kani yesh lahato eidei klipa. Once you already bought it, cut off a kadei klipa, cut off the bottom layer that touches the sticking surface. Mistam yeshish neged shuman, v'efshe denoisin tam lefgan, v'komachem utol letzavis lasis lechatchila. You're not allowed to make these things for Jews. She kivan she mitzava of lasis b'shvila yavakam avatal b'yadayim. And now this issue of the non-stick items, it's a very contemporary issue. I should tell you that it's very common today that people use the Ricola candies, which have something of a questionable hechsher. There was an issue with the stuff they use for the nonstick. There is a list of the flavors that are recommended, and those are not recommended. I think the Chicago Rabbinical Council has it listed, and Okila has it. Our stores, we only let them use those flavors. I believe the cherry, which is a popular flavor, is not recommended in that list. The lemon lime is good, and the original is good, and there are a few others. But I think the cherry one day is not recommended. Avagav de enkan iser mitzad hakelim. K'mayshar misin kufyadal tzivdalid. V'lin erash oisam tarts habeim ikr k'may hakemach. The eggs are the ikr, like the flour. V'asurim mishum bishalakum mishum habeim. I want to talk about these eggs. Let's just finish. Also, a liquid dough, asur lekuli alma, deidze pas abcha bishulakum. Pancakes are not afiyasakum. Pancakes are bishulakum. There's something cooked. Bishulakum, there's no heter in paspalter. Paspalter is only by bread or cookies, and not by pancakes. Now, the issue with the eggs is an issue because the hechsherim today give hechsherim on cakes that are made, that are smeared with egg white, which, according to the Chayadam, the egg white, the Ramah holds as an iser because it's smeared on top. Rebelsky held, if I recall correctly, that when it talks here about eggs smeared on top, it doesn't mean the way they do it today, that it's only made for chazus. It says kima shenikar. It's noticeable that there are eggs, and he held that it meant that there actually, there's eggs there, that people appreciate having eggs on the bread. So he was mad here. What? Well, let me just finish. I just want to mention that even though Rebelsky held its mutter and the Hechsherim give a heter, the Gra on Shulchan Aruch is not mashma that way. The Gra says, Dahava chazusa ba'alma. When the Mechaber is matir, and the Ramah asks, when the Mechaber is matir, the Gra says, Hava chazusa ba'alma. It's there just for the look. So it sounds like it really means the ones that are shmir on top. So, Rebelsky's right. It's a pellet to say that's fishalakum because of that shmiring on top. Takapella, but it seems to be the way the Gra understood the Ramah. As far as blood spots are concerned, Taisvis in Beyo, where this din comes from, in Tesayim and Beis, says that you're allowed to buy eggs. If it wasn't checked for blood spots, you're still allowed to use it. It's the chatchila you check for blood spots. Blood spots are a small minority of eggs, even in the time of Taisvis, and therefore it's mutter. So if you go out and buy what? By liquid eggs, so they, even if they don't check for blood spots, it's still okay. In the United States, they have to use candled eggs. The eggs have to be checked. They're checked in a more minimal way. They candle the eggs. They hold the eggs in front of a light to check for blood. And it's not so common to have blood spots. But even in time of Chazal, it was something you had to worry about, l'chatchila. Years ago, we had two ladies in the bakery that used to be the egg crackers. They were amazing. They took two eggs in each hand, cracked it, somehow the egg went into the pot and the shells remained in their hand and they threw it out. They were professional egg crackers. And then the Japanese invented this small machine. It's like the inside of a washing machine. It's really just like the inside chamber of a washing machine. The trick is not the inside. The trick is the netting around it. You take the eggs, you take a whole case of eggs and just dump it right in. And it spins very fast. And it gets pressed on the out, and the whole wisdom of it is that the eggs come out, and the shells stay in. And these two ladies lost their job to this, $15,000 machine. They're getting paid, a lot more than that. So this little Japanese machine did the trick.